before they left, they actually dropped a bomb. They're like, you're going to move back to India for good. And I'm like, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no, you're going to leave everything and you're going to come back home.
Krupa Mehta, who came to the UK from Chennai in India alone and loved it so much, she brought along her new groom as well. This is Writer's Mosaic, What We Leave, We Carry, the series that tells the true life stories of migration to the UK.
My name is Krupa and I am originally from Chennai, which is part of Southern India. Moved to UK in 2010 for my master's and ever since I've been here. Chennai is a beautiful, it's one of the biggest, fourth largest metro city in India. It's by the seaside, so it's got second or third largest beach, sea line, coastline. It's beautiful, very humid, very warm, but very orthodox in sense of the mentality. Every Sunday we used to go to beach with my dad's friend. And my dad used to have a scooter, so I used to stand in the front and then we used to go to beach. I was very close to my neighbors. I used to visit them quite a lot. I'm like, I used to eat there most of the time than my parents. When I was in seventh grade, I moved to a different location. We moved houses. Even there, I found a good neighbor and I used to eat their food. Mom is a housemaker. She grew up in Mumbai and she came down to Chennai after she got married. And my dad, he is working and he owns a textile business, which he inherited from his dad. And also, he's also an insurance agent. I always knew that I wanted to do something computers. I was happy in Chennai. I mean, like, my life was, like, you know, I had my friends, I was close to them, and, like, you know, they all were, like, about one street apart from each other, so we all used to meet every day. I was a different person back then, and I loved that side of me as well. My mum always had a thing that I would always do my master's abroad. I never took her seriously, but then one day, I just checked out, and then I just happened to ask my dad that, hey, this is this course over here and, like, you know, like, this looks interesting. A couple of days later, he actually came up to me and said that, I have a client who is a consultant on UK education. Let's go and meet them. So I was like, okay, that was a surprise. And then we just went and met them and they were really good and they helped me to get, like, you know, my SOPs. Statement of purpose. So why do you want to study abroad? Never ever I thought that I'll go to any other country. It was always UK. I don't know why. I visited England when I was in my second year of college through a college trip. So that's when I liked it. So I always knew that I was going to go to England. We applied for a lot of colleges and I got through in Sussex. And so I ended up in Brighton. I remember I think I landed on 1st of October, 2010. It was raining, it was pouring with wind and my 30 kgs of suitcase was moving around. I actually got in touch with this lovely family down in Brighton, Dr. Johnny. They very sweetly offered, like, okay, yes, you can come and stay for 2 weeks until you find an accommodation. I don't know why, but I always had that feeling that I'll figure something out. Mrs. Johnny opened the door and she's like, welcome, and blah, blah, blah. She's it was lovely because she just immediately, like, just made us feel home. It was a cultural shock because I've never seen a university that big. My college is a building. Overwhelming at that point of time. Mrs. Johnny very sweetly offered, saying that, I don't mind you staying here. I stayed there till March. Then I moved out because I wasn't, like, it was good staying with the family because they made me feel very welcome. They made me introduced to all the culture and, like, you know, like, it was very nice to like be with someone when you come back home and not alone, because I didn't have any friends, no one. I was just trying to make my way through, still missing home and everything. And I didn't know how to cook. But that's why I moved out in March, because I was getting way too comfortable and not learning anything new. One of my friends was also looking for accommodation outside, so we both together rent a flat. Oh, before that, I forgot to mention about my job hunting as well. So I started my first job on my birthday. I started as a cashier in the till. That was my job for the entire Christmas, through the Christmas time. I worked in Curry's for another a year and a half after that. So I met a lot of people in Curry's, right? Because in tills, you actually get to talk to a lot of people. Then when you become a sales assistant, then you actually have to understand their accent. And that's how I understood all the different accents that we have in England. Like how Southern is different from London to Northern to Irish to Scottish. The first 6 months that I had, I was very like missing my friends, missing my family and things like that. After the job part, it made me much more like relaxed and starting to like where I was, because I met a lot of new people. I was talking to them. I had very good friends in Curry's. They actually took me to the first pub. My first pub was in the Lanes. I think it's called the Victoria or something. And then we went to Nando's for the first time. So that was my first meal outside, like in a proper restaurant. So those kind of things. I didn't think anything. I think I was just enjoying the moment. So that's when I made a lot of new friends as well in the uni. And I used to love Brighton for the fact that, like, you know, it was the right size compared to Chennai. I think the work, the uni, the family, the Brighton, everything was a perfect mix. So my master's degree was just for 1 year. Before I moved to the new flat, I actually went down to give my parents a surprise. So I stayed there for a couple of weeks. That was my first visit back home. Then I came back and then we started hunting for the flat. It was always the plan that I was going to stay in England. If you graduate from a degree in UK, you get 2 years of visa to actually find a job. I finished my master's in September. We had a graduation in January. My dad visited for the first time. My dad saw where I was living, who my friends are, and things like that. And he felt very happy that I'm actually happy. It did hit me that I need to find a job, but it was because working in Curry just made me financially stronger, so it's fine. Not in a rush or not looking for it, but I was constantly looking for jobs. So we had a roommate and he used to work in DC Storm as an intern. I think in March end or something, he happened to let me know that there is an opening in his company for an internship. I was like, okay, I'll give that a chance. And I went for my first interview. So yes, that's how I joined DC Storm. Next big chapter of my life. As I said, as for everything, I just keep saying yes. I said yes to this as well. And then I started as a tester on June 11th, 2011. So about England itself, I enjoyed the culture. As a personality, I think I'm rewinding a little bit more about myself. I was growing up very... I had my own closed community. I have never explored myself. Like, you know, I've never been explored to other cultures, even within India, let alone outside of India. I was so naive that until I reached England, I thought that the only meat that people eat is chicken and lamb, because most of the India just eats chicken and lamb. After coming over here, there was like a big cultural shock that, okay, yes, people eat pork, beef, ham. I mean, like all the other kind of meat that you can in the world. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know. So that's how naive I was when I actually first came to England. And slowly I was opening up and my personality was opening up as well, because I know myself how different I would have been if I continued to stay back in India. I was not really happy with people who used to drink alcohol back then when I was back in India. Yeah, so I had a very, very narrow mindset. But then I was opening up when I came to England. I was learning new things. I was learning new culture. I was learning new personalities about my own self. That I am a little bit like, I like I'm kind of, I wouldn't call myself feminist, but I like women empowerment a lot, bit more. And for the fact that I can do what I want to over here made me feel that, okay, like, you know, like very, very positive and confident on myself. And that's what I loved about England. And that's why I continued staying over here. It's kind of given that you're going to stay here. It's only when I was 24, 25 and they had to start finding a groom for me. I had to get married. And that's when it became a issue. So the groom hunting was across the board. Usually they do ask me like what my preferences are. I didn't have any preferences in my mind, but I knew that I didn't want to go back for sure. Like, you don't want to miss on a person because of a location. I think overall my theme is whatever happens, happens for good. So I just keep saying yes with whatever comes along. So my parents visited me in 2014, August. That's the first time that my mom visited me. I remember very well because she loves long drives. So I drove from here all the way to Scotland because that was one of the things that my mom and I used to do when I was back in Chennai. So my mom used to love to go for a drive, and then I'll just take the car and just drive with her. So drove all the way to Scotland, and like, you know, so we spent a week there, then we came back, and then like they flew. But then before they left, they actually dropped a bomb. They're like, you're gonna move back to India for good. And I'm like, you're kidding, right? And they're like, no, you're gonna leave everything and you're gonna come back home. And I'm like, but why? It's like, because before that I was looking for grooms. We were making communications on like Skype calls and things like that, but nothing was working out. And some people who wanted to see me because I was not physically back in India, it was making it very difficult. So that was the biggest stress of their life at that point of time, that I'm not able to find someone. I think by that time, I had already seen about 4 to 5 other guys and nothing worked out. Or I didn't even like them in the first place. They became very adamant on that, very, very adamant. And that was like a stress of my life because I had to, like, you know, every day wake up, I had to convince my mom that please let me stay. And then I had to convince my grandmom, my mom's mom, that please kind of like, you know, please, please let me stay here. When you try to delay a marriage topic back in India, what happens is like people around them starts talking that, oh, maybe she has a boyfriend down there and that's why she's acting all this weird and she doesn't want to get married, or she's doing something like, no, maybe she's like in a live-in with someone and things. So they all start feeding in all the negative thoughts. And that's how my mom started believing all of that, because nothing was happening and she thought that I'm just dodging it on purpose. That was the sad part, because I'm like, you trust others more than me, actually. But that's how the society is anyway. They always had something to gossip to talk about. And I was a gossip of those of that time. My argument with my parents is that I have nothing to hide. So I'm not gonna like just come out because you guys think that I'm doing something wrong over here. I have a great job I'm enjoying, and I have a great life. I don't see a reason why should I give up everything and come down just so that I'm not able to find a groom, which is a very, very silly reason. So yeah, then I went and spoke to Ian Berry, who was my manager back then, that, hey, this is the situation and my parents want me to, you know, like go back. And he didn't wanted me to leave either. And he's like, what can we do to actually like, you know, like not for you to go? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe they just need time for me to come down and actually like, you know, look for grooms and things like that. So maybe if I can take some sabbatical or like unpaid leave and go down there, that can be a plan. So we thought of a plan together. So I went and convinced my grandmom for it, not my mom, my grandmom. Is this okay if I come down and actually look for a groom and like, you know, like see how it goes and things like that? I can stay there for a month. And she didn't answer me straight away, of course. I think a couple of days later it's 4:30 a.m. in the morning, she gave me a call and just like, I convinced your mom you can stay down there. You can just come for 1 month. That was the happiest day of my life at that point of time, yes. October 1st, I visit India and I go straight to my grandmom's house. who stays in Mumbai, by the way. And my grandmom has this big book ready for me for the guys to meet with all the resumes, profiles. You know, like a printed profiles, like with the pictures and teeny tiny picture, passport size picture, and then like the details of the family and themselves and what they've done and what their hobbies are. Of course, I had a similar profile which went out to the world as well. So yeah, I met the first person, which I already knew that I was going to say no. I said no to him because he had completely different mindset. Then met a couple of other guys, and the October 3rd, I met Priyank. So Priyank came down to my grandmom's house, and we get time to talk to each other. We usually get about 10 to 15 minutes to talk to each other to actually see whether you're compatible and you want to move ahead for the next round of the interview. But we took 2 hours because we gelled along really well. We happened to gel on Friends, the sitcom. So he used to love it. I used to love Friends. And so that's how we gelled along, and we spoke about it. And we spoke for 2 hours, not just about Friends, but about different things. So then we agreed to meet again. Each time that you meet with different set of family members so that they also get to meet the guy and the family. So then this time, because the first time was all my mom's side of family, then this time my dad's younger brother was in Mumbai at that point of time. So he came as well. So then we met in this restaurant with my mom's younger sister and my dad's younger brother. So they came along with me and we met again. And they met again. My parents only met him later on, after everyone's already met him. It was very, very scary taking such a big decision. Like, you know, whether this is right, wrong, don't know anything. Well, there was another part of this thing is that everyone asked me not to ask Priyank to move to abroad, to UK. But of course, me being me, I went and asked him. So the day it got official, we have a kind of a small ceremony where you get both the families together. That's the first time that I go and see the groom's house as well, and his entire family. There was about 30 odd people in that flat. There was a small official ceremony to make us officially like, okay, we're going to proceed further with these candidates. After that, we can go out officially, out with each other. The first time that we went out, I actually happened to ask him that, hey, look, I have this great opportunity in UK. The company is great, and like, you know, you can also come down there and we can stay there for a few years, get ourselves financially strong, and then move back. That's always the master plan. So then he went and spoke to his family, and his family agreed as well. I was in India till October end. I got engaged 28th of October. I was flying back on 1st of November. After that, once we got engaged, the next 3 days I spent with Priyank, the entire 3 days. Like, you know, I just used to go out with him from morning to evening. Just spend time with him and know him. They usually don't allow people to be in that courtship period for a very long time. Because then what if they break off? That's always the nervous part of every family. So they always try to get you married as soon as possible. So we only had 6 months of courtship. So our date was set for April 21st that we were going to get married. So now I had to come back and then ask for permission again to go back so that I can, like, you know, get my wedding all set up. We both landed in UK as married couple on May 15th. It was very nerve-wracking for him, actually. He had to, like, turn down the job for his dream company and move to England. Move with someone who he doesn't know, live in this expensive country until he finds a job. It was all very nerve-wracking for him, too. So he did start applying for jobs, but people don't entertain you if you're applying from abroad until you have a valid visa in UK, so no one entertained him. So it took him about a month to find a job, and his first job was in Metro Bank. And he just, mid of June he started with Metro Bank. And that's how we decided that we'll stay in Brighton. So Priyank is a very Mumbai homey boy. Hardly would have watched 5 or 6 English movies in his lifetime before he moved to UK. But he's hardcore as Bollywood, like, you know, he loved Bollywood. That kind of a guy. I think it took him some time to get accustomed to culture here, or like just understand, but Brighton being Brighton, very liberal, it's always welcoming, and he felt at home as well after a few months. So Brighton was again a plus point for us to make us feel like, okay, yeah, here we are. I remember we went out for dinner after a year or so, and I was due to extend my visa again. So I asked him this question, like, do you think that I have to extend my visa wantedly? And he said, yeah, of course, you'll not fulfill the 3 years that you're going to be here. It's going to be for another year or so, and then we're going to go back, right? It's like, yeah, of course. That was my main checkpoint to understand how he's doing, like, how is he liking this country and things like that. Priyank as a person is a very introvert, so he doesn't make friends quite easily. So it's not very easy for him to get out and make friends anyway. So for him, my friends were his friends. Must be very difficult for him to be leaving everything and staying here and, like, you know, trying to find the way. He obviously liked living where we are. I think we went back home once between then, and then we can see the difference that what if our life would be if we were back home. Overall, but also between us, would have been very, very different. Whenever you stay in India, you have to stay with a joint family. So the only time that you get with each other is at night. That's not enough to, like, actually, like, you know, build a bond and trust that you, as two strangers would. Because in this case, we were strangers to each other. We just didn't know, as a personality, how we both were anyway. So a lot for us to learn from each other, a lot to understand about each other, a lot of falling in love to do and things like that, which was all supposed to happen at his own pace, but we had to have the space, and that we wouldn't have caught in if we were back in India. We always have this thought process in the background of our mind because we have a family down there. If ever, like, you know, due to unseen circumstances, we have to go back, we have to have the plan B ready always. Or at least a plan B of moving someone here or us going back down there. Like, you know, that's always in our mind for our parents. Priyank and I are just completely settled over here. We both love traveling. That's one thing that we established. And the ease of financially being strong that you can get over here. Those are added advantages, and also the peace that you're away from all of the hustle bustle of India. I mean, we love our family, but there's always a lot of other outside force that influence a lot of decisions back at home as well. We have great job, we have good friends, we have our own world over here. It's actually, like, very comfortable. Even though, like, when we go back home, now we feel that, okay, we want to go back home. And when we say home, it's England. So now at least we have that home kind of feeling.